Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 7 of the Fun Times Gamecast. Today is Monday, August 26, 2013. Today with me, I have Borador.
Hi, y'all.
And Narmacil.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen.
And, of course, I am Random Jack. Today, we have some news with GamesCon and some other different things, so we have a bit to go through and everything like that. So let's get started on what have we been playing and what will we be playing. Let's go with Eeny, Meeny, Miny, and Narmacil, go.
I went first last time. I pass.
Okay, Bardar, go.
Okay. I've been played a little bit of Saints Row the 4 there. Played a little Star Trek Online, and I have been spending most of my time trying to play Final Fantasy XIV.
We'll get into that trying a little bit, in just a little bit. What will you be playing?
Final Fantasy XIV, provided I can log in. I'm not one of those people that constantly keeps spamming, you know, the login button. I'll try for maybe 2-3 minutes, if not, then I'll just go play something else and try again the next day or later on during the day.
Okay. Anything else that you want to add?
By Fire Reborn.
Oh, God. Okay, Narmacil, what have you been playing? What will you be playing?
Well, as most of the people know from the last podcast, Saints Row the Fourth came out right at midnight, so I've been playing that for a good portion of the week. Got pretty far in the game, although not quite as far as you, I believe. Currently streaming Skyrim, because that's what I do when the podcast is recording, although it's a little too early to switch the stream over to Final Fantasy because of, you know, NDA issues and all that. I've also been playing the early release of Final Fantasy Realm Reborn, and I am loving it.
And I take it you'll be on the bandwagon there with Mr. Borador playing Final Fantasy next week.
Paddle faster, I hear banjo. Spediding, ding, 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 ding.
Is there anything else you're going to be playing there?
I think Final Fantasy is going to take up a good portion of my time.
All right. Sounds good. And then I guess I'll go with me. I have been playing Saints Row the Fourth. I actually beat the game. I completely control every area. Did every mission, every little side thing too. Got all the collection. I'm about 98% complete with the game. There are some co-op missions that, you know, I have to do all the co-op missions, but people have abandoned me. And
was that a deliberate throat clear at me?
I think it was.
I think so, too. I'm slightly offended at that. Could have just asked, although, you know, I have been kind of hard to find for the past 2 days.
Exactly. But I understand. New game. Awesome. And it will forever be there. And I don't necessarily need to 100% it. I'm not a big completionist. Besides the fact, one of the challenges are, like, drive 1 trillion miles in a vehicle, and I have not even picked up a damn vehicle. Nor will I probably even be doing that. So I don't think I'm going to be 100%ing that one anytime soon. Besides that, I totally forgot what I was playing. Oh, I started playing a guy that I picked up the Disney Infinity, and me and my brother are playing it. And I have to say, me in my mid-20s and stuff like that, it's pretty damn fun. You got your storylines, and during your storylines, you sit there and you play through, and you get your nice little you unlock things as you go through for the toy box mode, and then you could build like Minecraft a little bit easier than Minecraft, but the just sheer amount that you could just do with it, it is ridiculous. It's awesome and amazing. Yeah, and I do want to say firsthand basis, that little trick I told you about scratching on the power disc does work. I did it myself, picked up a pack that I felt had the little holographic, and of course, and it did have a holographic. Though I do want to note, make sure the whole thing feels holographic, because if you get a little scratch and pull and it's a little bit different than a holographic. It's probably an upside down disc. Then you're probably feeling the copyright and, you know, all that other wonderful things they put on the bottom. So you could definitely tell the difference between the two. And for the next week, I'm undecided. I actually don't know. I might pick up a little bit of Guild Wars 2. I tried a little – oh, yeah, that's right. I tried a little Defiance, which I'll get into a bit later when we hit the Defiance segment. Yeah, but I'm going to be a little all over the place trying to figure out some stuff to do. So with that, me and Narmacel posted a extra special segment about midweek last week.
Which I thought was very nicely done.
Thank you, thank you. And Sean, what were we giving away?
Free shit.
Yes, that's right. I listened to that like 3 or 4 times just because it was like free shit. It was awesome. But yes, we were giving away a couple keys. Unfortunately, we did not have many people enter. Actually, we actually only have one entry. And our super grand prize winner is Mr. Jeffrey B. And we will be shooting him an email at a future point, probably sometime after this podcast. So congratulations there.
Congratulations, Jeffrey B.
So I guess what we'll do now. Okay, so Dan, what we'll do in this segment, what we're doing in this segment in a little bit, I'm gonna let Borador and Narmacel take over, and I guess I'll have a few little inputs of my own for the outside view. You know, we're gonna go into a little bit about Final Fantasy's A Realm Reborn, which I aptly put as far, and it sounds like a pirate saying far. I laughed at that when I typed it up in the show notes.
Hey, Borador, say that in your pirate voice. Go.
Far. Mickey, we need to go far away.
Oh, God. You started him. Anyways.
Coincidentally, the mission that I'm on is titled It's Probably Pirates.
Oh, God. So go ahead. Why don't you start off with telling what server we're on and your character names, such and such. Why don't you take the hold and go from there?
Well, we're currently playing on the Adamantoise server. That is when we can get on. We have yet to start up a free company, but both Borador and I can be reached in-game whenever we're logged on. I play as Narmacel Ravenblood, spelled pretty much exactly how it sounds. Nothing fancy there. And as a matter of fact, I've already had one podcast listener reach out to me in-game, which was pretty awesome. I feel kind of like a little celebrity now.
Yes, that is definitely awesome.
You can also find us on the Lodestone.
And what is the Lodestone, Borador? Get into
it
for us.
It's pretty much the website. You go to the Lodestone, you log in, you select one of your characters. And what that will do is that will display your character's information, your character sheet, your achievements, your levels, whatever classes you have in your levels, any recent achievements you have completed, free company name, link shell name. It's basically, you know, another little social thing. There's links to forums. You could put up blog posts. People could communicate with you, you know, outside a game. It's nice that it shows my, like, I've switched to a different class, and I'm pretty sure if you were to go onto the Lodestone and look up my character, you would see that I'm a different, you know, I'm not a gladiator right now. I'm a miner, and I'm wearing purple.
Purple hammer pants, by any chance?
Oh, God. Can't touch this, man. Oh, we're going to get sued. Anyways, Borador, what's your character's name?
Borador Duran.
Okay. And what class?
Kind of like Durag.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's Duran. I believe me and Narmacel are, well, I know I'm working on it. I don't know much about what Narmacel's doing because he wants his black mage. Working on trying to get a free company started up. believe I need a few more levels and a little bit more gil for it, and we need three people besides whoever's going to draft the petition.
Okay. I know you mentioned Narmisil was aiming for a black mage. What are your plans for your character?
You honestly want to know my plans?
Yeah.
The completionist in me will come out, and the item whore will come out. I will have every class to level 50 on this character.
Ah, so you're able to do every class in this?
Yes, you can make one character, and that's all you would need. You can, there's job switching. You know, like I'm a level 14 gladiator, and right now I'm a level 7 miner. Oh, level 8 miner, almost level 9. If this isn't like your other MMO where you select your main class and you run around and then just gather or whatnot, if you are a class, say a gladiator, and you wanted to play as a lancer, you go to the Lancers Guild in Granadia, and you talk to the receptionist, you pick up a quest. They give you an item, which is generally a weapon, which would be a lance. You'd equip the lance, and boom, you are automatically changed from gladiator to level 14 gladiator to a level 1 lancer, and you start the whole thing over. You get new equipment, weapons. If you wanted to change back to a gladiator, all you'd have to do is equip a sword, and you're right back to a gladiator. They have gear sets you can make. You can have up to 7 different. Well, I can have up to 7 right now. I don't know if it's going to go any higher or not. So I have a gear set for my gladiator and a gear set for my miner. Because if you know, even the crafting and gathering professions have their own unique gear they can equip to increase like their success chances for gathering or their critical chances in crafting. And I can change classes at the push of a button because I have everything hotbarred, hotkeyed.
That's cool. That's cool. Does that being every class, does that equal all the ones that you can get? Like if you do X class or X job and you get this awesome, like the white mage or the black mage, can you do all those? Like if Mr. Sean decided to go black mage and then he wants to heal, can he turn himself into a white mage as well?
If he as far has as I it? Know, yeah.
Okay, okay. That's cool.
So, Mr. Narmisil is the Final Fantasy 14 new blood. I'm a member of the old guard. I was around when this game launched in 2010, and boy, that was weird. Seeing it then and seeing it now, this is two completely different games. I'm still figuring out what systems they've changed and what systems are still the same. If there are even any systems that are still the same, I'm not sure yet.
Okay. So, Mr. Narmisil, you are quite enjoying the game. What about it that you like the most?
Being back in the Final Fantasy universe, I did spend a ridiculous amount of time playing 11 as a tiny, knee-high little black mage. So it's good getting back to my roots.
Yeah, but your black mage doesn't even come up to my knee.
But I can still set you on fire.
Oh, yeah. But you are sure hort.
It's easier to sneak around that way.
Hell yeah.
I'm small, but I'm deadly.
And when he's not yelling, oh my god, carbuncle!
Oh my god, the carbuncles are like little radioactive squirrels, and the yellow ones look like Pikachus. It is hilarious.
Okay.
I think that was the first thing I saw, like 5 minutes into playing the game for the first time. A carbuncle runs by, and I just like lost my shit.
I was so happy because I was there for that. That was a priceless moment. Wish it was recorded.
Now, go ahead and explain, I don't know, anything, questing, some of the attributes of the game, anything that you feel fit.
Okay.
I think.
You want to go, Sean?
Sure. I think the questing has taken the MMO standard approach, or what is now the MMO standard approach. It fit along the lines of kind of like playing Guild Wars 2, I noticed, or even Rift, the way the quest chains were set up, and even the world events, although they're called something different. They're called Fates, I believe, which stands for something. It's an acronym that I don't remember what it's for. But essentially, it's become a lot more streamlined to what the current MMO standard of questing is, as opposed to what it was previously when Final Fantasy XIV originally launched, which I know nothing about, and a lot different than what the questing in Final Fantasy XI was. So it's definitely a change of pace in the Final Fantasy universe, but it is taking on that standard. But it's got its own little leaps and bounds in its own personalized direction, which, you know, makes it kind of unique.
So then when you're saying that, are you talking about guild leaves and guild heists?
Yes.
I'm going to let the noob keep explaining, and I'll just correct you.
Well, you can keep going into what else. Keep going.
Well, guild leaves and guild heists are a different thing than your standard quests in an MMO.
They're kind of like your dailies, but you get to pick up multiple ones every day, and you can even stack them and hold on to them for a while and do them all at once.
They also cool have about, a time limit.
They have a time limit for each one once you activate them, and what's even cooler is you can adjust the difficulty level so you can make it harder and get a better reward.
Guild leaves are basic, from what I'm seeing, are, you know, soloable stuff. You could do them in a group, but they're easily soloable if you leave them at the normal difficulty. Then guild heists are more group orientated content for, you know, you groupy players that want to group, also better rewards.
Okay. Now, coming from me, I wasn't too happy with it. I had a few things that I, a little gripe that, and I do have to point them out because it's always good to have the other side, especially
for those of you. Yeah, you need a devil's advocate.
Yeah, especially for those of you who are a little bit on the edge and iffy about it. I know one of our members, a very new member, was
Mr.
a little bit
Carmine.
Iffy. Yes, he was a little bit iffy about picking it up or not. So on the rebuttal type of things, I do have to say one good thing that I really, really enjoyed about it was the fact that your armor is in its own separate chest. So you have your inventory and all your inventory stuff is there. And then you have your armor stuff, all
your
gear
chest
is in a separate chest. So there's no searching, making sure you had enough room for everything. Probably end game type things I can see, you know, if you have to switch out or something, or if you're a multi-class like Bordor is going to be, he can have everything nice and easy right there for him. He can switch out whenever he wants. Though on the other side, I wasn't too impressed because one of the things that really broke my immersion is the fact that when you talk to a quest giver, there's no interaction. In World of Warcraft, any other game, if you right-click or talk to some kind of NPC, even walk by someone, you know, they're just like, hey, or watch it, or what's up? You know, they give you at least that, okay, I'm talking to somebody. Not just a wall of text in chat bubbles that just show up in your face. So that kind of broke my immersion a little. And actually, it broke enough that I couldn't get into the game as well as I wanted to. Overall, it did seem well structured and everything like that, and I do feel like it'll go a long ways. Though I'll say the same thing I said about this one that I said about Lord of the Rings. I don't think this should be a pay to play, but that's my opinion. So, is there anything else that you guys want to add to anything that we said about this?
I'm going to add in agreement that I also like the armory chest. I think it's definitely unique. I don't think I've run into any MMO that uses it. And as far as the wall of text, it just kind of takes me back to all the other Final Fantasy games that I've played, with the exception of some of the more recent single-player Final Fantasies. But the reading doesn't bother me. Although I have, being that it was in beta, I have actually pointed out several grammar Nazi moments, which I thought was hilarious.
See, let me just point in, it's not that I don't mind the wall text, is I mind the fact that there is no interaction. It's basically, I walked up to this person, I said hi, and it's just blah, 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 blah. There's no, hey, or, oh, another adventurer, or, you know, there's just no... There's nothing in-game that's saying that I talk to this person except for the wall of text.
So the only thing you need to make it better is if the NPC went, hey, listen!
Yeah.
Look!
Not every single one, but yes.
Hey! Hey! Listen! Look!
Yeah.
Oh, God. That used to drive me nuts.
I don't think there's a single person out there that did not drive nuts.
Watch
any
out.
Any last things for you, Mr. Borador?
Oh, there's plenty, but I'll wind up taking up hours and hours of your time.
Okay. So I guess that's it for the Final Fantasy. I hope this helped out those who are on Peter.
Oh, the name, Norm.
The name?
Are we going to go with the standard norm?
Guild? Free company?
Yeah.
I think we'll announce that in the podcast when we get to the point that we actually have it made. So now we'll get into gaming news. This week's gaming news covers from 8:19 to 8:25. And we're going to start off with a game that is about 14 years old now. Age of Empires 2 is getting an official release after 14 years from its launch, man. 14 years later, this game is revitalized and getting a new official DLC. Basically, it's a fan-made mod called Forgotten Empires, and it is being backed by Microsoft Studios. It will be an official DLC, as I mentioned before, and I don't know if it's out, coming out. All I remember from saying is that it's supposed to be along the line of its HD remake. So,
there's some pretty hardcore followers of Age of Empires 2.
If it's getting an HD remake, then yeah, definitely.
I mean, is that the game HD where you can fit, like, 10 elephants on a boat, but not 11 archers?
I have no idea, but if it is, that's ridiculous.
So I take it neither of you ever played Age of Empires 2?
I might have, but it's probably a long-ass time ago if I did.
That was a game that me and Nyrus played a lot of back in the day.
The villagers use bow and arrows to go hunting, but they don't use it in combat?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know what game it is. I played
Wow.
It.
Okay. So the next thing is Games for Windows Live. It looks like with
dun, dun,
it looks like with
emphasis
their
on done.
Done. Yes. Thank you. With their closures, it seems like more unexpected backlash is happening. Certain games that use its infrastructure for online gaming and stuff will be shut down, if not closed completely. Most things are going to be either hit hard to the point where they're broken, or they're going to be wind up shut down, closed completely. I forgot the exact game that they were talking about, but that one was slated that sometime in July it will not have most of its online support. So, sorry guys
womp.
Enjoy any of your unfortunate Game for Windows Live games, but yes, that seems to be happening.
Ooh, you know what? That would affect Fallout 3.
At least your copy.
No, even if you have it on Steam.
Bullshit.
Steam, same thing. It has Games for Windows Live overlay in it.
Nope. Unfortunately, we just have to wait and see the upcoming, and this is July of next year, guys, not last July, well, 2 months ago.
Yeah, that we would have been really late on that piece of news.
I'm just sitting here thinking, oh, Back to the Future much? Maybe something?
Insert Slowpoke meme right about here.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah. World of Warplanes is stepping out of beta and getting an official launch date of September 26th.
Interesting.
Mr. Borador, you played this one. Does it seem like it's ready for an official release yet?
Yeah, it is. I mean, they just had their little esports competition, I believe, last week. I forget what it was called, though. I caught the very end of it, unfortunately. I went to check on Twitch, and it was being streamed on Twitch. I think the game's ready for a retail release.
Oh, that's good to hear. So keep an eye out for your Planes of War on September 26th. Hey, Narmercell. I know. Hey, Narmercell.
Death from above?
Sir, you are being hunted. I love that title. I'm sorry. Just like, sir, you are being hunted. But yes, there is a game called Sir, You Are Being Hunted, and it is part of the Steam Early Access program. Take a look at what it's about and everything. It seemed pretty cool when I was reading about it. Do I remember any of that? No. Did I write any of that down in the notes? No. Why? I'm lazy. Yeah, sorry guys. But it is on Steam Early Access, so take a look there.
For as we all know, the most dangerous game is man.
Yeah. I want to say a personal congrats to all PC gamers, especially those who signed the petition for Tom Clancy's The Division. Because of this petition, it will be officially coming to the PC. Apparently, it was announced for the PC, but I think it was Ubisoft. I hope it was Ubisoft. It was either Ubisoft or EA. I forgot who makes. I think it's Ubisoft that makes the Tom Clancy games. But yeah, Ubisoft was all like, because of you guys, you brought the game, we were almost about to shove it off the window, but yeah. So, congratulations to the petition signers and getting a great, new game coming to PC.
I hate that we have to resort to that. I really do.
I know.
There was another game that was petitioned, wasn't it Grand Theft Auto 4?
Possibly, because Rockstar seems to have that problem with their games. So we kind of have to just... Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah, but you wouldn't think GTA would be that. That's like their flagship, yo.
It took a while for that to come out to PC, I believe.
It took a while for it to come on the PC. Maybe a year?
Something like that. Our next bit of the news... EA is going good guy EA, or trying to at least.
It's going to blow up in their face. I'm sorry. It's going to.
You can't even wait until I say something, you know, like introduce it. Yeah. That's why I'm going to kick you out of the podcast one day. But, yes, EA is trying to go good game. They're making Origin Great Game Guarantee. Basically what this is if you buy a game on Origin, and then, you know, something like your SimCity, you know, you could go suck ass and go to hell and die in a fire because of all the bullshit that happened, you
or
know,
get hit by
day
a car.
One. Yeah. You know, there was a lot of people day one that are just like, fuck this game. I want a goddamn refund. And they weren't given refunds and a whole bunch of shit comes out. Well, this is supposed to, you know, alleviate that problem. If you don't like a game... or you don't want the game within the first 24 hours after your first launch, or within 7 days after purchase, whatever comes first, they will give you a full refund. And this only applies to full game purchases, not DLCs, expansions, or anything like that, add-on content. It is only full game purchases. And I don't know if this is third-party. I don't know if EA, if Origin actually holds third-party. I would believe it's only their published games that they would do this for. But yeah, I think this is a good step in game in general. In general, you know, so we don't have a fiasco like the SimCity bullshit. And I'm sorry, I'll keep referring it as the SimCity bullshit because I was dearly affected, and my free copy of Most Wanted helped, but you know, it's just a sugarcoating over the issues. It leaves some questions to raise. One of them I asked Bordor. I was wondering, like, what if I, you know, bought the game and then returned it, and then the next day I bought the game and then returned it, and then the next day I bought the game and then returned it. You know, I wonder how that goes, kind of thing.
That's probably the blow up in their face moment.
But we'll see how that goes. Anyways, as I said, I think it's kind of a step in the good direction. Now, if only Steam,
seems Steam to me like
can
you
follow
have
suit.
A lot of revolving income in order to buy and return a game over and over again.
Well, you buy the game, and then you play it for a day, and you find a way to save your save, and then you return the game, and you wait a day or two, and then you buy the game again, and then you put your save in there, so you continue off where you left off, and you just keep going. And going and going until you beat the game and you're just like, fuck it, I'll buy a new game now. Eh? I don't know. We'll see. They probably have some kind of implementation that doesn't work. Probably it only applies once. The next topic, Battlefield 4 has a premium. Battlefield 4 premium has been announced. This includes a bunch of little things. Which I will list here. Battlefield 4 Second Assault. This is four fan favorite Battlefield 3 maps, now re-imaged with Power of Frostbite 3. It is available first on Xbox One. Battlefield 4 China Rising. Players fight for dominance across the vast and majestic Chinese mainland. Available December 2013. Battlefield 4 Naval Strike. Experience dynamic ocean combat as the Chinese Armada take the fight to the sea. Available spring 2014.
When you were saying that, were you moving your lips after you stopped talking?
I don't know.
Random Jack went to the Shatner School of Acting, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, yes, I did. the next one, Battlefield 4 Dragon's Teeth, the U.S. strikes back, engaging in all-out urban warfare. This will be summer 2014. Battlefield 4's final stand. This brings the war to its epic conclusion, and it will be available, I'm guessing, late summer 2014. On top of all that, you get 2 weeks early access to all expansion packs for that competitive edge. Though, I don't know how competitive it would be, because 2 weeks advance on an Xbox and 2 weeks advance on a PC will be about a month's difference. As in, the Xbox players will probably have it 2 weeks before the PC's early advantage will actually have it. Yeah, Xbox exclusivity, you know, bullshit like that.
Womp womp.
There will be priority position in server queues, unique personalization options, including camos, paints, emblems, dog tags, and more. New content for every week, and 12 Battlefield 4 battle packs, whatever that may be. I don't know. The beta for Battlefield 4 will also take place in October, a few weeks before coming out, on the 29th. Yeah, I'm pretty sure if that's an open beta, I'll be trying it out. Will I buy it? Probably not. Who the hell cares? But yeah, free is free. I like beta testing.
And I like free shit.
Final Fantasy.
Because that was going to go in such the wrong way.
You want me to... What?
I don't know where he's going with that one either.
How am I going to say that? That's... Oh.
And you like far.
Oh.
Okay. Anyways, there's a new sci-fi FPS coming out next month called Alien Rage.
I checked that. It looks a little still intriguing.
I gave it a look-see-ish to see what was going on and everything, and it definitely does seem a little interesting.
I mean, it still seems like your generic FPS, though, at least from the trailers I've seen.
Yeah, yeah. But I'll have to keep an eye on that one. It was definitely one to keep an eye on. So, the Funtimes Gamecast has a PSA, everyone. PSA, this is a public service announcement for all you LOL players, because LOL, your accounts have been hacked.
It took a lot longer than I thought.
Yes, anybody who's playing League of Legends, make sure you take a look at your accounts, change your passwords, make them secure. You know, the whole dealio with that. Apparently, the accounts have been hacked, and your credit card information could be at risk. What they know is that username, emails, salted password hashes, and some first and last names were accessed. The password files are unreadable, but players with easily guessable passwords are vulnerable. So anybody with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I don't know what other password or their date of birth,
admin,
you know, things like that.
Yeah, my password is incorrect. So whenever the system tells me my password is incorrect, it reminds me that my password is incorrect.
Okay. They also stated that additionally, we were investigating that approximately 120,000 transaction records from 2011 that contained hashed and salted credit card numbers have been accessed. The payment system involved with these records hasn't been used since early July of 2011, and this type of payment card information hasn't been collected by Riot Systems since then. We are taking the appropriate actions to notify and safeguard affected players. We will be contacting these players via email addresses currently associated with their accounts to alert them. Our investigation is ongoing, and we will take all necessary steps to protect our players. So again, make sure you change your passwords.
Hide your Wi-Fi.
And don't get me wrong, I wasn't bashing anybody, wasn't bashing League of Legends by saying it was about time that they got hacked. It's just this shit happens so much now. When it doesn't happen, you get a little worried.
Well, my thing behind the, you know, I said the same thing when I actually mentioned it to you, that League of Legends is a very high, like, very high target. It's very popular, and there's billions of people paying shit. You know, I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet. Is more of a correct term that it we should have said instead of about time. But yes, we'll continue. It seems that the Steam leak achievements for XCOM are true. XCOM Enemy Within has been announced. This is the huge expansion pack for the Enemy Unknown. It's going to have new soldier abilities, gene mods, mechs, MECs, which are mechanized, not mechs, but MECs. Let me point that one out. They are mechanized exoskeleton cyber suits, new weapons and equipment, new enemy threats, new strategic resources, new tactical challenges and maps, and new multiplayer maps. So get your nice... I don't think they had an announcement on the date, though. Yeah, sorry about that, guys. I don't have a date for that one. But, yeah. Keep an eye out on that one and pick it up when it's available. One of my favorite games is getting apparently a graphics overhaul with a new release. Binding of Isaac is becoming Binding of Isaac's Rebirth, and that is supposed to be coming sometime in the 2014 region. The maker has stated that he is sick and tired of looking at his artistic style, so they are upgrading the graphics all around. I don't know if this is all-inclusive, or if it's going to be an extra add-on, or it's going to be a totally separate game.
Honestly, based on the genre of Binding of Isaac, they should have really called it Binding of Isaac Afterbirth.
But yeah, that would just fit all too well.
Exactly.
The next thing, we have two MMO-related things, both doing with monthly subscriptions. One being Elder Scrolls. That will be $15.99 a month.
You mean $14.99?
$14.99 a month. Sorry about that. $14.99 a month for Elder Scrolls Online. And it still has not deterred me from getting that one. And then Wildstars, Mr. Borador, do you know the skinny on that one?
Yes, I do. Wildstar will offer a different type of payment plan. You will go out to your store or their website. You will buy their game for $60. And you will be given one free 30-day subscription time. After your free 30 days is up, you have a choice of one, paying $15 a month for recurring subscription, or you can use an in-game item called cred to add another 30 days of game time to your account. Cred will be able to be purchased from their website. Don't know the price on it yet. I would assume it would be $15. Because why would it, you know, it doesn't make, well, it could be cheaper. I don't know. Or more expensive. Who knows? But you can purchase it from their website. And then you can go around and sell it or trade it to other players for in-game gold. So if you wanted to, if you didn't want to spend $15 a month on the game and you didn't want to spend your money on cred, you could spend your first 30 days grinding out a butt ton of gold and buying it off of another player.
Okay. That sounds reasonable, though.
EVE Online has a similar thing with ISK.
Rift has the same thing, too.
For subscription time?
But you could buy their currency, in which turn you can buy in-game currency. You could buy in-game currency with
subscription
money.
Time.
Yeah, and then you can use the you use in-game currency to buy God, I have
Rex.
A brain fart. Yeah, to buy the Rex, and then you can use the Rex to buy game time.
Didn't know that.
Yep.
And it does end up being like a dollar cheaper if you do it like 3 months at a time.
If you get lucky.
Well, we're up all night to get lucky.
No
this
comment.
This is the improper we're gonna get sued episode. Thank you for listening. Seriously, your accounts are gonna get banned. MC Hammer's reps are gonna get in touch with us, and Daft Punk is gonna try and do a live playing on our podcast. I don't know.
They are more than welcome to do the background score for our podcast. They have a free open invitation.
Yes, yes. Definitely. I would love that. That would be awesome. But anyways, digression. We have a bit of Diablo 3 DLC. Reapers of Souls has been announced. This is based on the fallen angel of wisdom, Methiel.
I thought it was Methiel.
Methiel. No. Yeah, you're right. I just clicked in my head.
Hey, wait a minute. Has our bandwidth been renewed yet?
Yeah, but it clicked in my head, so you don't get a thank you.
Oh, damn.
I said it at the same time. But, yes, he is the fallen angel of wisdom who has become the Angel of Death. It will add new zones, a new class called the Crusader, and the level cap will be raised to 70. It will also have new abilities, runes, and passives for classes that exist. The new X-Pack will be set in the city of West March. Along the lines of the Crusader, it is a shield and flawless carrier. She is a mid-range melee warrior. It will use AoE zones that help co-op partners as well as injuring the enemies. Loot and paragons have been fixed and revamped. They are also adding the Mystic NPC that can
transmogrify.
Yes, transmogrify items. This allows you to transfer desirable stats onto items you like the looks of, preserving your warrior's sense of style. It can also enchant items, which lets you reroll one affix for an item you own. Enchanting your
because
barbarian.
Because as we all know, looks in Diablo 3 matter.
I dyed my stuff nice.
So did I, which is why I'm saying looks matter.
I think I have one color on each item for that.
You know damn demon. Well you want to look like a badass when you're bashing a demon's skull in with a bludgeon.
Yes, yes. But on top of that, enchanting your barbarian sword, and there's a chance that the pointless 100 plus intelligence stats will actually flip into 100 plus strength stat, for example. It's another system designed to give players a way to make them more powerful, but usable items relevant. Lastly, they're adding a loot run mode. This will allow you and your friends to run a completely randomized 15 to 20 minute dungeon for some awesome loots, monies, and gears to keep things a little bit fresh outside the storyline. But I mean completely randomized, the dungeons are randomized, the enemies are randomized, everything is completely randomized. Except for probably the actual levels, like they're probably scaled to your characters. Onwards! Defiance, I was speaking about earlier, had a DLC release called...
Now, is that their first one?
This is their first one, yes. It is the Cassian's Charge Pack. This comes with the Cassian race, which anybody who's playing and has the DLC gets a free character respec kind of appearance, not respec, but appearance change. I went and did that. I'll speak about that in just a second. It also has a Horde mode battle arena, but unfortunately this is only single player, and something along the lines of a Horde mode, I believe, should be multiplayer.
Agreed.
But there's... and they also have charged weapons, which are your melee-based weapons that you can sit there and slicey-slicey. If you watched any of the awesome TV show, you have seen Dick Tech Tar use a charged weapon.
And the first thing I saw when I saw that was, I want one.
I loved how it went from a little itty-bitty dagger to a full-blown sword.
I think me and Mr. Narmisel both posted respectively on our Facebooks at the same time that we want one. It is quite funny. There are no other words for when the other announced or promised four DLC packs will be released. Now going into this a little bit, I was a little bit upset. I rolled it up, tossed it out, checked it out. The Cassians, I switched my human character over to a Cassian. And... All it made me look like was I was a human that decided I wanted to start a bakery and roll around in some flour for a bit. It's pasty. It didn't look like they did too well with the character models. As I said, very, very human-esque. The one thing that I actually did really like about it was the hair options. It was kind of cool having multi-layered color hair. As well as some pretty cool choices. As far as everything in the whole, I did not get to try out the Horde mode because I could not find it. The only other thing that I noticed were there's some side quests that when I went to them in the map, they were not there. And then I got ripped up by some Bulge. So that was my extent of trying this new DLC out. So if you want to grab it, if you had the season pass, you already have it. As well as apparently I had some cool looking items and stuff that I did not get to try out, and the free character appearance redo. And those who don't have it and decide to play it, it is $9.99. Red Shirts is now available for pre-order and beta access. Mr. Border, you took a look at Red Shirts. Why don't you give us a little bit about what...
I just looked on the website and watched the trailers. It looks like it's something that would be on an iOS device.
Okay, well, explain. What did you get from it?
Not impressed.
Not a lot?
No.
Ah. Okay.
Shortly after, they'll be releasing a DLC called Brown Pants, and if anybody knows the joke that goes into it, let me know.
Brown Pants, Red Shirt. Anyways, Don't Starve now has Steam Workshop. So if you feel like not starving as much, go ahead, hop on there, and get your mods.
Can I, like, mod in sweet rolls?
Probably could.
And then steal them?
I wouldn't doubt if it has not, or if it had, you know, I would not doubt it has already been done. Call of Duty Ghost is going back to dedicated server structures. This is, I think, the last one that went dedicated server structures was Modern Warfare 3. I believe that was correct. But now it's taking its way back there, so I guess that's cool. Dedicated servers are always better than normal ones, as far as I say. Now some bit of unfortunate news, but the DayZ standalone has dropped its release date because of core network architectures has not been completed. They stated that they would rather have these network architectures completed before having a release date finalized, basically because it's online multiplayer game, and this would definitely cause problems if it was not ready.
I, for one, am happy to hear that.
Yes, it means that they're taking time. Yes, it really does stink somewhat that it will take a little bit more time, but hey, for the overall, it's probably better.
As long as they just put enough time into it to make it better than a previous debacle of a similar genre, then I'll be happy.
No names needed. Battle Worlds.
Can I drop the name? Can I drop the name?
You have to drop the correct name.
Fiction Stories.
There you go. Oh. Okay. Battle Worlds.
That is the first game that I've ever heard of that was forced to change its name after release.
Yeah, that's because they screwed up on every which way they possibly could. Anyways, Battle Worlds Chronos is a turn-based strategy that was a Kickstarter project, has reached its goal, and surpassed it back in March. It will be released sometime mid-November with a beta plan for a few weeks beforehand. The game will be available on Steam as well as GOG and the dev's website. They are planning to keep it somewhere underneath a $30 range. We have some good news for any Total War Rome 2 players or future players. On top of some of the paid DLC they will have, they have announced that they're going to be planning some free DLC as well. Because free is always good.
Free is good.
Sean?
I like free shit.
There we go.
Hey, actually, can I just add this in real quick? Can we go back to the DayZ part and actually explain why we don't like the fucking WarZ bullshit that went down? Or do you want to just keep moving on?
We'll leave that for another day. Okay, I guarantee it'll be in news sooner or later.
Okay. Carry on.
And the last bit of basic PC wise news is that Firefall has
today is not a good day for Jack speaking.
Wow.
Yeah. It's because I don't have anything to drink. I'm a little bit cotton mouth.
Mm-hmm. Cottonmouth, right.
Yep.
Ow! That was quite loud.
Was it really? I didn't mean it to be that loud. It was just, you know, whatever. It's the skooma pipe. It's new.
God.
Ah, yes. Speaking of which, we need to... Are we going to the skooma supplier tomorrow to pick up that new stuff, or what?
And if the last bit exist. Of PC news... And the last bit of PC news... Firefall is going for his second open beta, and it is now currently live. So
I'd also like to interrupt the stream just now and let everybody know that I just, at this very moment, finished playing Falskar by Alexander J. Velvicky, and I must say, the Fallout 3-style ending was quite well done.
And I'm still pissed that it broke up my end. But anyways, on to console news. We'll start off with that.
I did have something to say about Firefall.
Okay. Why didn't you say anything?
Because I was going to, and then Narm over here threw up his little thing, cut me off there.
Nobody cares about your stream, Narm.
I do.
Okay.
We still love you. No, I'm just kidding.
All I have to say was is that I'm actually quite happy and surprised with the changes that they have been making to the game. I feel that they're definitely making more improvements than negatives.
All right. That's cool. That's cool. Anything else?
And that it is definitely not a game for everybody. It fits a, you know, into a niche all its own because it's, you know, not really story heavy. But maybe they'll add story. Who knows?
Understandable. On to console news.
Do we have to?
Shut up. I'm going to turn this car around.
Mom! Ladies and gentlemen, due to Borador's vehement dislike of console gaming, he has just stormed out of the podcast boardroom. He'll be back later.
Slash rage quit. Okay, so continuing on. It's time for console news. Start with Castlevania's Lords of the Shadow. That will be released on February the 25th. There is a rumor that's coming sometime shortly, probably Black Friday bundle kind of deal. We have a 32GB bundle with the Wind Waker for the Wii U. That is coming in at $350, which is the base price of the Wii U. So this is kind of awesome. Little bit of extra. And there's also...
That's the thing that I always had to say that I kind of liked about Nintendo is they always had their little bundles go at, like, straight-up base price. I mean, I remember back in the day when I got a Super Nintendo when it came with a game, but then again, that was pretty much standard for everything to come with a game at the time. But it's nice that Nintendo, specifically, has kind of always kept that mentality.
At least their main systems. As far as their handhelds, it's always been solo. But their handhelds are always, or their games are always, handheld games are always cheaper than their base games. So, except for this past Wii U, the Wii U was the only one that I believe that did not initially, like, their base console did not come with a game. The white one, the 8GB, which was totally retarded. It was $50 cheaper and came with 8GB instead of 32. And then the first update took 5GB away from that 8, so you technically only get 3 usable. And I think it was a smart move that they took it completely off the market now. Also in Nintendo news with that, there's also apparently 2 3DS XL bundles that are going to be coming, including X and Y, Pokemon X and Y, respectively. I guess one Pokemon X, one bundle, and then one bundle's Y. And they are slated for $199.99, which is the price of the base bundle is now. God damn, it is really a bad day. War Thunder, a PC MMO that most of the Fun Times gaming community has played, at least majority. It has seems that it's going to be making its way to the PS4 at launch. Good for them. It was also early access, not early access, it was also greenlit into Steam. So if you have a PC and decide to try it out there, you can get it on Steam or on War Thunder, or just chill around until you get your piece of shit 4. Yeah, I almost said that. Or chill around until you get your PS4s. Dark Souls 2 will have a PS3 beta program starting on October 5th. The registration for that begins exactly 1 month earlier on September 5th. They are directing people to their Facebook page for more information. An awesome game, Retro City Rampage, is coming to the 3DS eShop, but it will only be in 2D, not 3D. Free-to-play game Killer Instincts for the Xbox One. Sorry, for the Xbox One. Their characters have come in price point. It will be $5 each for each character. There would be 20 for all 8 of them. Or you could get the $40 bundle that will have the 8 characters as well as a collection of accessories and costume packs, as well as the original 1994 arcade version of the game. Fable Legends is coming out for the Xbox One. We'll have a beta test sometime next year. There is no mention on a release date for this game. Mad Catz has a pretty awesome looking force feedback racing wheel for the Xbox One. It also has a wheel pedals that can be set up for the user's height, spacing, and resistance. It's a nice looking, sleek kind of leather, black and red. Kind of cool. Take a look at the picture. I thought it was awesome. Now, something that I'm really... You don't have to freaking interrupt when you come back.
Next time I'll just go, "Farrr, matey."
Oh, God. But something that I'm really excited, because this is both PC and console related, but Rocksmith 2014 it showcased some of its more core mechanic things with some explanations. There are going to be things that are core prompts, going to be clearly labeled, the proper fingering position for every note, proper transition techniques between chords. It'll also support all DLC from the original Rocksmith, as well as most on-disc tracks. There are some that may not make it through due to licensing issues and such, but they're trying to work on that before the release. This is slated to come out on October 22nd, and I am very excited for this. I played the first original Rocksmith. I had a wonderful time learning how to play it, and unfortunately, I did not learn a single freaking chord, and I'm hoping this would be a little bit better in teaching chords and stuff, but I have to say, I did have a really good time playing a real guitar on a game. So, definitely will be getting Rocksmith 2014 when it comes out. And the last bit of news, Microsoft's CEO is retiring within the next year. Get your resumes out, printed. Get your dusty old suits clean and pressed. Toss in your resumes, you know, all that stuff. And, you know, possibly Microsoft Office knowledge is probably a requirement. So, yes, keep an eye out. I think Mr. Billy Gates and some other, I forgot who else they mentioned, will be heading up this looking. Basically, they're looking for a new CEO from either internal or external. As well as whenever this is chosen, I believe that's when the current CEO is stepping down.
Now, what do you guys feel this bodes for Microsoft?
Absolutely nothing. He's an old fucker.
It's just another change of the guard.
It's basically his time. That's all I feel. What about you? You have anything, Mr. Border?
I hope it means good things.
Well, this is Microsoft in general, not just Xbox. Microsoft in a whole.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I hope it bodes well, you know?
Uh-huh. And I agree. Now, gaming news is completely over. We're going to go into future releases, the upcoming releases for the next week. This spans from today the 26th, technically tomorrow the 27th, all the way until the 2nd.
I can.
No.
God, he's like an Lost excited Planet... child given an espresso and a free puppy.
Lost Planet 3 will be coming out on the 27th. All games from here on out will be also on the 27th until I mention a new date. Lost Planet 3 on the Xbox, the PlayStation. Madden NFL 25, which is not 25, year 25. It is just the anniversary. So they dubbed it 25. Killer is Dead Limited Edition for the... Oh, I'm sorry. NFL is coming out for PlayStation and Xbox. Killer is Dead Limited Edition is coming out for the PlayStation and Xbox. Castlevania Lords of Shadow. I'm sorry. That is coming out on the 27th as well on Steam. Go ahead, Borador.
And in... Was it 2 hours and 15 minutes? Is fire! Final Fantasy 14 of Realm Reborn.
Kill it! Kill it with fire!
That is coming out.
I smite you!
Pew, 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 pew!
That is coming. Swing, smash.
That is coming. You're all getting cut out because I interrupt every single one of them.
But we're so excited!
That is coming out on the PC as well as the PlayStation 3. Come join
and
us soon.
Be on the PS4.
It will be on the PS4. Come yes. Join us in the game on the Adamantoys server. These are not in particular order from here on out, but on 8:30, Painkiller Hell and Damnation is coming out on the PS3. On 8:28. Contraption Maker is coming to Early Access. That is Steam Early Access. Also on 8:28, you have Shelter. 8:29, you have Game Dev Tycoon, which is coming out on Steam. Both of those are coming out on Steam. 8:29, you also have Guardians of Middle-Earth on Steam. Also on the 29th, you have the Chaos Engine on Steam.
Everybody loves a little chaos.
Without chaos, there is no reality.
Without chaos, there is no order.
Without chaos, there can be no order.
Thank you. I had it, and I totally forgot it. I haven't
okay,
played.
We'll let you repeat it, and then you can edit all this bullshit out. Go.
I don't want to!
Without chaos, there can be no order.
On the 29th as well, Memoria on Steam. On that is... Yeah. There are a couple Guardians of the Middle-Earth DLC apparently already coming out when the game comes out. On the same day that the game comes out, you'll have the Warrior Bundle, the Striker Bundle, the Defender Bundle, as well as the Tactician Bundle, the Enchanter Bundle, and the Company of Dwarves Bundle. And that is...
Company of Dwarves. Do they swing swords?
I am a dwarf and I'm digging a hole. Sorry.
Who's the one gonna get sued?
Yeah, I told you, it's gonna be the We're Getting Sued episode. We found our
diggy,
title!
Diggy, diggy.
It just seems to fall into place. Every single episode just falls into place.
Really? I thought this was going to be the Pirates and Pugilists episode, but whatever.
No, it's going to be the We're Getting Sued episode. And yeah, with that, those are the releases. I don't have a secret segment. Sorry, guys.
That was a little Final Fantasy discussion!
No, we'd had enough of that. I guess with that, we are done. If anybody has any last inputs. Yes, no, maybe, guess
okay.
not.
Okay. Do you guys... They have yet to release the... they have yet to put out the release date for the Xbox One, correct?
Hold on. I know the... I totally forgot that. Wow.
I deserve a thank you.
Well, it has nothing to do with Xbox One, but I am sorry, everybody. PlayStation 4 has a release date. It is announced in the U.S. for November 15th, and in the U.K., Europe region for the 29th of November, that is.
Now, that goes into what I was going to say. Was they have announced the release date for the PlayStation 4. Do you think, you know, personal opinions, do you guys think Microsoft is going to drop a bomb and say, we're coming out first?
It's the console war. Anything can happen. It is entirely likely. I will agree to your theory, Mr. Borador, that it is in fact possible. Whether or not it'll happen, who's to say, but it's totally possible. They can do anything at this point in the game.
Well, apparently, I just kind of Googled it up there, and they're saying that the Xbox One's release date was leaked on Amazon, apparently, for November 27th. Whether that's true again or not, yeah. What this is going to... Hold on. I have to do a little research. Bear with me, everyone. November 1, 2, 3, 4. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Thanksgiving is the last Thursday of the month?
Yes.
So that would make it the day before Thanksgiving. Which means...
God, Black Friday sales are going to be retarded.
I am going to quit my job. Everyone, have a good day. There will be no further... No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm going to be swamped. That's going to suck ass. But yes, the PS4 is coming out on the 15th, which would release some stress unless they have some kind of special bundle coming out for Black Friday, which sometimes happens. As 15th? Far as... Yeah, it's coming out on the 15th. It gives it 2 weeks.
I thought it was coming out the 29th.
29th in Europe. 15 United States, 29 Europe region. Yes, our discussion was wrong, Mr. Borador, the other day. I double-checked it. Yeah, I don't know. 2 weeks, 2 weeks advantage. I don't know how that's going to... I don't know how that's gonna swing. If this rumor is true that Amazon leaked and whatnot, yeah, I really don't know. All I know is Black Friday is going to be a big one. There's gonna be a lot of disappointed people because everywhere is gonna sell out. It's gonna be sold out. You're not gonna find it. And once it sells out, if you don't know somebody that's in a retail position,
basically, if you haven't already pre-ordered it, you ain't getting one.
Yeah, and as far as now, it's the PS4 is still available at places.
You're gonna leave a couple on outside the back door for us.
Yeah, you're gonna have to pay like 900 times more than what it would have cost.
Yeah, especially when you have to bail them out of jail.
Yeah, seriously. And then you got to pay for, you know, my lost funds and everything from not having a job. I like to keep my job, thank you very much.
That was just a suggestion.
a bad suggestion.
That's what I do.
It's like Come suggesting, on. Hey, let's go to jail.
The worst I do is take a picture of a game that comes in before it releases, like 3 days... I did it with Saints Row. I was like, hey, look, we got the copies of Saints Row for Xbox in. Sent it to Narmisel. That's the worst I do. Just like, oh, we got it in. Ha, 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 ha. I get to hold it before you do.
I get to hold it before you.
That sounds really, really wrong.
You get secondhand usage.
Story of my life.
Oh, God. Let's not go into that one. But, yeah, that the 2 week difference could be a big deal. I really, really, really don't know how the whole deal with Black Friday is going to go down. Being in a retail state, what had happened during the Wii U launch last year, we wound up getting a few consoles. Well, like, it came out beforehand, and we sold out of those with the pre-orders, which there wasn't many. There was nowhere near as many pre-orders as the Xbox One or the PlayStation 4. But we ran out of all the pre-orders, and the initial atonement they gave us for the PS, for the Wii U. We got a few more in that we were able to put out, and then everything else from then until Black Friday was strictly for Black Friday. So we had like 6 to 10, we had tons of Black Friday ones that we could not sell, and they were sitting there until Black Friday. Now, if the Xbox does this, they probably won't have something like this. The PS4 might, though. They might give you like an initial atonement. You can sell these until Black Friday, and then everything else that comes in after that is for Black Friday. So, I see something like that definitely happening.
Could be fun.
Any other inputs there? Mm-mm. I know one of our members has pre-ordered an Xbox One.
Lol.
I gave him the whole, are you stupid?
Two
of us?
What?
Oh, wait. Oh, crap. I don't remember if he pre-ordered the Xbox or the PlayStation. Mr. Beaver.
Oh. Yes, Mr. Beaver. You have not met that one. But yeah. I know for a fact one has. That's about it. I guess with that, well, we'll turn down the podcast and we'll thank everybody for watching, listening, and viewing. Please go to ftgguildlaunch.com and apply if you decide to be one of our members. Again, we are playing currently, as of definitely tonight, Final Fantasy, A Realm Reborn. We will be getting a free company up as soon as possible, but we have one very lazy member and one that's just more goal-orientated than other.
And both of which are very poor.
Oh, that too.
I'm confused.
You are the lazy member.
Which one's the lazy one?
Border's the lazy one.
How am I the lazy one?
Because you're always lazy.
And you also do not have the sexy voice.
And I'm also definitely not the poor one in this game.
Also, subscribe to us on Podomatic at funtimesgaming.podomatic.com, as well as iTunes. Search for us at Funtimes Gamecast. You can follow Narmasil on his stream at FTG Narmasil. I have taken a slight hiatus from streaming because I don't have any games that I am currently actively playing. Bordor, have you fixed your problem yet? Or
no, I still have. I still have yet to fix my technical difficulties with XSplit. I'm probably gonna have to go with. I even went and deleted it out of my system, reinstalled it. Got everything going again. It's still not capturing any gameplay footage. It's capturing audio, but no gameplay footage. I'm gonna might have to go with another streaming method, another streaming program, or might I don't know what I don't really know what could be wrong.
Well, we'll get you guys updated when he does get that situated.
I might have to call up. I might have to call up Build the Beast tech support.
Maybe we'll get our friendly friends over at Build-A-Beast Workshop a call. Thank you to Bundle Stars for our lovely giveaway, Bundle Keys.
Oh, are we still giving away the skill keys? Or did we finish that?
We only technically had one person. I think we're going to take a couple others away. I do not know how many are going to be left, but there probably will be a few. If you still want a chance at Skills Special Forces 2, bundle key, closed beta, sorry, Skills Special Force 2, open beta key, closed beta key, god damn. If you still want a chance at Skills Special Forces 2, closed beta key, I don't know, just give us a comment or subscribe or like or, you know, shoot us an email at funtimesgaming.gmail.com. I'm sorry, that is funtimesgaming@gmail.com. If you have any questions, comments, or anything like that, also feel free to email us. You can catch us on Twitter at funtimesgaming. Facebook is /funtimesgaming. And, yeah, I guess that would be all. Oh, Steam. I am FTG Random Jack with fours as A's. So R4NDYMJ4CK. You can find Borador, FTG Borador. And you can find Normacil at FTG Normacil. Be our friends. Come join us, play some games. I'm looking for a co-op.
Yeah, I mean, look at what happened with one of our newer members. He shot me a friend request through Steam, talked to him for a little while, asked him if he wanted to join all of us, and he has. And he's having a blast, I hope. He's playing some games with us. He's playing War Thunder. He's playing Star Trek. He's trying out Rift. He might get Final Fantasy 14. He even might contact Build a Beast Workshop for a new computer.
Speaking of Final Fantasy 14, we've got one of our listeners hanging out with us on there as well. So, you know, come hang out with us on whatever game it may be.
Even if you just want to like drop her up and say hi, you know, that's always a welcome.
If you just want to troll board or...
Hey, more trolls the welcome for me to slay.
I hope somebody's out there like, challenge accepted.
Seriously, I hope so too.
But as with that, we are done for episode 7. We shall catch you all same place, same time next week for episode number 8. I am Random Jack. And everybody, have a good one.
Everybody, heed the crystal's call.
Later, players.